Hey everyone, welcome to another episode.
Yes, hello. I hope everyone's doing well, trying to do things to mitigate everyone's stress levels as we still go through this, I guess, unprecedented time.
Yeah, I'm done. But that's another story in itself. So tonight we have a special guest. I mean, all our guests are very special, but this one is very, very profound in so many ways that it's something that we are really appreciative of having this gentleman here with us. Now, he was a former professional football player with the Washington football team, and now he's a modern-day entrepreneur dedicated to creating a holistic approach to fitness and wellness, guided by the profound respect for the impact made when people before him who are serving in this particular industry. Now, his goal is to empower ambitious individuals with restorative wellness, which Nico Marley launched Lion X CBD, a fascinating fusion of his unique life experiences, dedicated focus and performance as a professional athlete, combined with natural wellness and as well as the wisdom of his grandfather, the music legend Bob Marley. Nico, welcome to the show.
Yes.
This is awesome.
Thank you for having me. I love that intro, man. I have to steal it.
No problem. It's funny. We were reading your bio and we're like, oh my God. I mean, you're part, I'm going to have to understand, you were born in Haiti. Your family's from Jamaica. My wife and I are Haitian.
Yeah, our mothers were born in Haiti. So you're like, oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So we have people that's good.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, there was always a myth that Haitians and Jamaicans always had some type of beef. I'm like,
no, that's not a myth. If you live in Miami,
he was trying to be nice with the saying myth.
Yeah, I was really, because I know it's there.
Now not so much though. Now everything cool, but back in the days,
it was real. What are you talking about? Warriors, basically, spiritual warriors. You know, so it's like that. That's amazing. Now, have you been back to Haiti?
Oh yeah, a lot of my family still lives there. I've been going. I used to go at least once a year. You know, about two times, three times, especially when I lived in Miami. Uh-huh. But you know, the pandemic, so I haven't been in about a year and a half, 2 years, maybe the summer of 2019 was the last time I went.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that for a pandemic, that's pretty recent.
Yeah. And I mean, I've been planning to go, but Haiti's going through a lot of tough time right now.
Yes, I know.
Country's in turmoil, so and I'll wait till everything calm down and then I'll go back.
Wow. So can you share with us, you know, that path that you've came from? I mean, from playing college football like your dad, Rohan, which I'm a fan of, because I remember watching him while he played at my university. I was like, this guy's a linebacker. I'm like, I got to keep an eye on him. To be at his size, his stature, playing Miami University and a position like outside linebacker, I was like, okay, he's got to be something special. And he was. And I was like, wow. And so following his footsteps, you know, what made you decide, like, this is what you're going to do?
As far as football, it was, he never put any pressure on me to play. I live with my mom, so, you know, like, there was never any pressure for me to play football. And then one summer I was there, I worked out with my pops. Ray Lewis was actually there, too. Like, I just spent the summer with them. You know, we was just working out every day, me and my cousin Sean, too. But I still didn't play that year. And then the next year after that, was Sean really got me into football. He had me watching football. He moved from Orlando to Miami by me. So, you know, he was hanging out every day. And he was a big football fan. I didn't even watch football at the time. So then I started watching ball. And I think my eighth grade year, I started playing. I played Pop Warner. I didn't know how to play. I played D-line. But I was a beast. I played, you know, I was really good at you know, everybody was kind of the same size. I played 135, so I could play on the D-line. And then went to high school. They moved me to linebacker, JV. And then, you know, I played well there, too. Did good. Went over to varsity. And I played, you know, and then the rest is kind of history from there. So, yeah, played at Cypress Bay, went to Tulane University, you know, my only Division I offer.
Yeah.
Got there, you know, bottom of the depth chart. I was even under some of the walk-ons. But, so you sure, you know, I end up starting every game from my freshman year. And then I go on to D.C., but, you know, I didn't get drafted or I wasn't a free agent pickup. You know, I kind of got called to the rookie camp, and it's about, like, I think maybe they invite 100 people, like 50, I don't know. So somewhere around there, just a bunch of rookies, you know, people they drafted are there. And, like, you know, just some people, it's kind of like a tryout. So I think two or three of us got picked up from that little, it's not really a trial, it's just a rookie camp. But two or three of us got picked up. They actually sent me home on a Sunday. And then I went back home to Miami. And I was at Live on Sunday. And then I woke up to a call from, you know, the Redskins. The Redskins at the time, you know, football team. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, yeah, you know, like 7 a.m. Like, yeah, so, you know, you're a Redskin. I was like, oh, nice. You put me on the latest flight because they had me leaving at like 12. I couldn't get ready in time. Uh-huh. So then, you know, I went over there, ended up getting cut. And then, you know, I kind of reached that crossroads of, do I want to play? Do I want to keep playing? I had an offer to go play in the CFL for the Toronto team. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do that. And then, you know, I think that's when they had the AAF or one of those leagues they had before the XFL. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do that either. So, you know, I just said, you know, this time I'll put my focus on business. Didn't know exactly what I wanted to do in business. You know, at first I was going to open some coffee shops. And then I thought about it. You know, that didn't really work out how I wanted it to. And I wanted to do, like, something in wellness as well, you know, kind of have this product, you know, have a product. So then from there, I just decided, you know, it was going to be CBD. I kind of just put my two lives together, you know. My grandfather would say, said, you know, even before CBD was even a thought, you know, herb is the healing of a nation. And, you know, come time, you know, CBD comes along when it's kind of herb and almost like it's medicinal form, you know, without the THC. And even like my dad would, when we were growing up, my dad would sort of smoke and say, like, this is my medicine, you know. Mm-hmm. So I always looked at it as medicine anyway. Mm. And, you know, I kind of wanted to do something for, you know, people that live active lifestyles, you know, not just athletes, but all people, you know, that kind of have aches and pains. So, you know, I kind of blend both of my, you know, my lives together. So, you know, I almost got like the perfect storm, right? You know, so CBD kind of, you know, it was kind of my rock after playing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you had developed a lot of injuries and pains. And so CBD was your way out as opposed to opiates.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I got injured too much. I had, like, I dislocated my elbow and that arm. I had, like, a few sprained ankles. But, you know, I came out the game pretty blessed. You know, I'm always grateful for that. But, yeah, when I would get hurt, you know, with that some mix, I would use CBD as opposed to you know, definitely not any, like, pain, like, over-the-counter painkillers. But mm-hmm. I didn't even like to take Advil. You know, it was, like, CBD and then this pineapple extract I used to take.
So you're saying you added the pineapple to the CBD?
No. It was like these pineapple extract pills. I forget. I think it was like Garden of Life. I forget the exact one it was. But those are the only two things that I used.
And it's funny how you're saying that your father was saying that the cannabis was his medicine. Because then on our prior show, it is his medicine, yes. On our prior shows, we had that big discussion on how people who use cannabis, they were saying they call them potheads and had all these negative connotations to their usage. But when we look at it, they're using it for healing purposes.
Yeah, no, for sure. So, I mean, that's all I ever knew it as. You know what I mean? I never even looked at herb as like taboo. You know, even though my mom's family was kind of against it, you know, being Haitian, but now it's all good, they're all cool, they understand it better. But even with that, you know, I always looked at it as mess. I never looked at it as a big deal, even though like I really never really smoked.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Yeah, I think that's the same thing that's going to happen with our son, because he's growing up around it, the language. And so the stigma's not that strong, just like for yourself. It's just not there. You just saw it as a plant that's used to heal, not hurt.
Yeah, but I think now the message is definitely, you know, growing a little better. Yeah, no, the message is growing, you know, it's getting there. It's not where we want it to be, but I think we have enough messengers that, you know, with the right platforms, you know, we can kind of get the message out there and educate. And I think that's the most important part, and that's kind of the biggest challenge too, you know, especially with like CBD. And what I'm doing for me is like kind of educating, you know, letting people know, you know, this is here to help, and it really can't hurt. So, you know, getting that message out there is probably the most difficult thing, but you know, as long as people are willing to listen, I think, you know, with time it'll get better.
Now, have you been to Jamaica and promoting your products there?
No, I haven't. I haven't been to Jamaica to promote my products. You know, U.S. based companies. So, okay. And you know, you just, you know, whatever regulations they have with shipping and everything, and you know, I haven't really touched that.
Okay.
So right now we're all throughout the U.S. and online and what have you.
Oh, okay. And it's been receptive, accepted, especially amongst former players. Like, who are your target audience? I mean, your client that you would like to promote this towards? Like, who are your customers, your everyday people?
I mean, is there anybody that's willing, you know, to listen? Anybody that's living the active lifestyle that wants to get better? You know, whoever puts their wellness first, or, you know, just somebody, anybody that's in this world that wants to, you know, get better. We're not looking for the top wellness people, you know, people that are living, that are eating everything right. You know, we're looking for the people that, you know, instead of a burger, you know, they'll switch to a salad once a day. You know, people, anybody that's trying, you know, to get on this wellness wave that we're on, and, you know, kind of, it's not really a specific person, you know, we're here for everybody.
Okay, got it. Now, what makes your product different than anybody else? Because I know when you got into this industry, you were like, wow, there's a lot of companies out here.
Yeah, you know, obviously the quality is the first thing, you know, and anything I put my name on, you know, I kind of, whoever my customer, whoever I'm even giving it to, anybody that trusts me enough to use my product, you know, is kind of a reflection on me. So I always got to make sure that quality is the top priority in anything we're doing.
You guys are based out in California?
Miami.
Miami. Oh, Miami. Yeah.
But I'm between I'm between LA and Miami. So I've been out here for part of the time, but not based in Miami.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So in terms of your products, what is your best seller? I know you have a joint bomb, you have gummies, you have CBD full spectrum gel capsules.
Yeah, oil, gel caps, gummies, and a bomb. Yeah, a bomb does really well, and our gummies do well too. You know, our gummies are not a stop, but we're getting them back, probably next week. But so I think, especially because I used to be an athlete, so people kind of, you know, see that the bomb, and I got, they could use it, then it's probably good, you know. So it kind of, it's kind of that thing, and it's almost like, it's not an ingestible, so people are a little more comfortable with it. But yeah, I think a bomb is, but all of our products are great, you know. It's not like just a one thing, but a bombs do really well.
Now, you've been working with former athletes or current NFL players and helping them get through any aches?
Well, yeah, a lot of my friends that play ball, you know, they always buy, you know, they don't let me send them things, you know, they like to support my dad, of course, you know, all of his friends. So yeah, you know, we have a strong following within the people that, you know us, of course.
Oh, excellent. Now, are you going to be launching any new product lines?
Yes, please stay tuned. We should be having some soon. Don't want to say anything just yet because of, you know, there's a lot of things going on, and, you know, whatever, delays and what have you. So I don't want to say anything just yet, but we should be having some soon. You know, on April 22nd is actually our 1 year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So we've been in this game almost a year now. So that feels good. Still be it.
Now, what is the most important? What do you think is like the most important aspect of your product that you want to people to know about it? Is it the ingredients, the brand, or just the fact that, you know, what you believe in putting this out?
Well, yeah, you know, it's the ingredients. It's where it's coming from, because, you know, I put my name on it. So to me, that's the stamp. You know, that's the approval stamp I needed. You know, anything that I put my name on that I give out, you know, has to from farm to table, from farm to bottle, everything must be, you know, mm-hmm. perfect. We have to, and every, you know, we make sure that every step of the way we're taking all the right measures and everything to make sure what's in the bottles of quality.
Now, is anybody in your family involved with this with you? Any siblings, uncles, cousins?
No, this is my venture, as well as my cousin Gaeta on my mother's side. You know, he's a co-founder as well. Him and myself, we launched it together. Yeah, Gaeta Cowley. You know, without him, I wouldn't be anywhere. Really, you know, he does a lot of work. He's kind of behind the scenes, but really, you know, like I said, without him, I don't know where I'd be. This, especially in this business we're doing. So he's been great.
Oh, man. Well, congrats. Now, looking down the road, how far do you see yourself being in this industry?
Well, you know, I won't be in as long as the industry takes me, you know. I hope forever. You know, I hope my next one, this is a household brand, you know, like a Fiji water. I'm drinking Fiji right now, so I say that. But, you know, like anything, you know, I want to be in this wellness world forever, you know, and be able to, you know, keep expanding and growing and growing and growing. Mm. And I don't see any stoppage.
And creating your own legacy here, just like your grandfather and his legacy.
Yeah.
Well, how much of inspiration, because I know you mentioned it, of inspiration, has he put for you in everything that you do from the days of playing football until now being an entrepreneur?
Well, you know, his story alone, you know, that inspires me enough. His message, and just kind of, you know, kind of in that lane of just making my own legend, you know, and kind of in the foundation that he gave me, as well as my mom's father too. You know, they put me in a position, even though they were working hard, they didn't even know about me at these times they're working, but they put me in a position to grow up and be able to make the decisions I'm making and feel, you know, free and be privileged enough that I could kind of choose, okay, I want to play football, then I want to start a CBD company, you know, so you know, I'm always grateful for that aspect of it.
Wow. Wonderful. So you probably know that New York recreational use just became legal. I know you live in Florida, but hopefully one day Florida will follow the footsteps.
It only makes sense. They have to.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the South tends to be different. Sometimes it takes a little longer, but I think eventually all 50 states, I mean, I pray, will become recreational. Do you see yourself perhaps going into that realm or having some products that have more THC?
Well, right now we're focused on, you know, the CBD and what we have in front of us.
Yeah.
You know, when that comes, it may come, it may not. But right now we're working on what we have to offer. And, you know, that's in our CBD products, you know, no THC. So that's kind of where we're at right now. And when that bridge comes, we'll cross it.
Got it.
Now, are you guys partnering up with any other companies to help launch, you know, to really promote your brand? Or you guys are pretty much doing it on your own?
You know, we kind of do this on our own for the most part. You know, we have a great team. Mm-hmm. You know, so we have great web developers. We have great people doing that, our Instagram and our social media. So, you know, we have a great team. So, but so we kind of trusting our team that we built to kind of push that out. And, you know, if an opportunity comes, you know, we definitely would work with whomever, as long as it makes sense.
Okay. What was the most challenging thing you experienced getting into this industry?
The most challenging getting into this industry, well, I wouldn't say challenging, but, you know, finding the right product was definitely what you know, took the most time. Just kind of getting everything where we wanted it. You know, you trip here and there, but you get up and you keep working. You know, kind of past all of those problems. So, you know, I don't really like, I don't want to harp on any of that. You know, we're just looking forward to, you know, continuing to get the best product we have out there, getting it out there, and, you know, and continuing to give our customers the best, our best foot forward. So, you know, that's what we focused on right now.
Wow. Now, with the products you have out there, is there anything going to be focused on women? Or are you going to be, you know, basically targeting any specifics, like I said, women, a product line, a female product line?
I mean, that can come, you know, like I said, we're working on some new products right now. So, you know, that can come. We love all of our women supporters, you know, they're actually our biggest supporters. So definitely have to do something to you know, kind of show our appreciation and definitely give them something that, you know, something for them.
What do you think is the most rewarding thing about doing this work you're doing?
The response, you know what I mean? Is you get how we're helping and the DMs, just the response from the people that are using our products. That's my favorite part about it. That's what keeps me going. That's what motivates me. And I just want to continue to give a good product to people.
Now, do you get a chance to work on the farm and take a look at all the plants are growing? Get to pick out the seeds as well?
I mean, you know, and now we're working on, you know, we're mainly based e-commerce. So we're trying to, you know, get into more stores and what have you. Sell stuff online. You know, we did just do a hemp expo.
Oh, nice.
Where was that located, the hemp expo?
In Colorado.
And how was the response there?
Oh, it was lovely. There's a lot of great people there. It was amazing.
I'm assuming that was like the first one, the first expo?
Oh, yeah, that's the first one we've been to because, you know, he launched middle of COVID.
Oh, I know.
Wow. Now, see, that was challenging. Trying to get your products out there. And you were able to do it without any issue. But, of course, you know, delivering your products, I know due to COVID, it was holding up a lot of companies from delivering. Did you experience the same thing?
I mean, no, not for the most part, we haven't, you know. We haven't got it. Actually, maybe some setbacks here and there, but nothing major that, you know, I could complain about.
What's your next step in a sense of evolution? Are you looking to do any commercials, or you think that you guys would be also introducing any artists, musicians to promote your brand, to do any partnerships in that sense?
Yeah, I mean, any, you know, anything that aligns with our brand, you know, we're willing to do, makes sense for us. You know, that's something that we're looking forward to.
Now, are you looking to partner up with the NFL since you've had a relationship with them? Do you think that's an opportunity there?
I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of, you know, they're a huge entity. That's kind of for them to decide, you know. I'm just going to keep giving, you know, whoever wants our products. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was some controversy about players using, I don't know if it's still there, but using CBD or were they allowed to? I'm not sure if that still holds.
I mean, I think the CBA they just passed kind of eliminated that factor, so I'm pretty sure they're good.
Also, there was some interesting research, neurological research, saying that to use CBD after concussions. And I think there were some companies that were trying to do some research on that to help with the recovery of concussions, which I think would be a major player for athletes.
I mean, I hope so. I mean, they're doing the research, you know, I'd love for them to do that, obviously. Concussion has been a big problem in the NFL for a long time. So, you know, if it can help, definitely.
Yeah, because they said with it, the recovery, the inflammation, it will help the brain heal. So I was wondering if the NFL was actually going to use it for their players, but I think it's probably still in the research field. But it's really exciting if in the future we can see them use that.
Definitely, definitely. You know, just whatever could help.
Because with our son, we noticed for him, he still has seizures, but obviously, like I said, it's less. But his recovery from the seizures is what everyone is so, even his doctors, are so surprised. They're like, most people who have a seizure will be like knocked out for sometimes days or the whole day, not him. And they were saying it's because of the CBD oil that helps the brain recovery from neurological injuries. So,
oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is amazing. So for people to use it for concussions, it just makes sense, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I do hope so. You know, CBD has helped me tremendously, so I know it could help everybody.
Yeah. I mean, just based on, you know, what we talked about, I know they're going to be very successful in this industry because you're bringing the passion, you're bringing the, you know, the wisdom and the idea of, you know, restorative, you know, wellness. So I think you'll have no problem because, you know, there are, like most industries, you have people who are there for the money, but you're here for the spirit of it and, you know, for the wellness of others. And that's an awesome thing.
Definitely, man. You know, I hope everybody in here is in it for the right reasons as well. And, you know, continue to give out great products and, you know, we could help you in the world.
Yeah, really appreciate it. Now, if people wanted to get in contact or, you know, reach out and get some products, or how would they reach out to you or even your company, your website?
LionXWellness.com, LionXWellness on Instagram as well.
And we'll definitely be hitting you up on that.
Oh, yeah. Maybe go down to Miami.
Yeah, and are you going to have any plans of a shop or just keep it e-commerce?
Well, you know, we'll see what the future holds. Right now, we're mainly e-commerce, but hopefully, you know, we can keep expanding.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I don't see why not. It would be great, especially if, you could, you know, if Haiti ever gets around to come around, that would be a great place, too.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, Nico, I want to say thank you for spending some time with us. Really appreciate it. And if we could, you know, reach out again to do an interview later on down the road, see how everything's progressing, and just stay in touch and, you know, make sure that, you know, everything's okay. And also, if you do have something in New York, we definitely would love to participate in the coming year as things go along. Please keep us posted, and we'll definitely reach out to you too as well if we have anything that we have going on.
Thank you so much. I definitely, for sure, you know, want to get back to New York soon for sure. So next time I'm there, definitely could tap in or something. And then you guys let me know about anything too.
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, keep the Haitian connection. All right, Nico. Thank you again. And much love and respect. And thank you for what you're doing. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much. Bye.
I'm Josh Kincaid, capital markets analyst and host of your cannabis business podcast, The Talking Hedge, and newest member on PodCon X. So come on over and check out The Talking Hedge. We talk about business news, interviews, investments, events, all that stuff. So come nerd out with me over at The Talking Hedge. You can find me at thetalkinghedgepodcast.com or on all your favorite podcast platforms. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, or don't, and I'm out.